Sintonitzeu les vostres neurones perquè és l'hora de Patxoca Sound, el programa de Ràdio 90 sense fronteres. Músiques d'ara i de sempre i d'arreu del món. Harmonitzeu les orelles i obriu la ment per un viatge a través de la història de la música contemporània. Una declaració desigual i heterogènia que et farà sentir. Patxoca Sound, el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Welcome to Carol's Coffee Chat, our freestyle version.
Oh, a happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
Oh, when he wore.
Welcome, Carol.
It's a happy day.
Yeah, freestyle version.
Freestyle version.
Yeah, because we want to celebrate our special April's Fools.
Ooh, yeah.
Because April's Fool was yesterday.
Or the day before.
No.
The first.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah, right.
The April 1st.
It's April 1st.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the equivalent of Sant Innocents, no?
Sí, seria un equivalent als Sants Innocents d'aquí.
Yeah.
Però en el món anglosaxó.
Yeah, I think so, you know? At least in the United States, I know. That's it.
So, we've got today a special program with funky music, soul music,
gospel.
No,
mm-hmm. Trying to kind of follow a line, of music, huh? You know, the idea that, you know, in the beginning there was a gospel music, no? Mm-hmm. Then gospel transformed into soul. It also transformed into rock and roll as well.
Mm.
But we kind of want to take that soul and then soul to funky. So all the music is going to be following that line. No?
Yeah, avui farem un programa que seguirem la línia que va sorgir del gospel, passant pel soul i convertir-se en música funk.
Exactly.
O sigui, avui estem molt canyeros.
And we're not going to have any of our regular sections.
No.
We're just going to talk about things that come up.
And algunes sorpreses, some surprises.
Maybe. We hope so, no? It's like we're, you know, freestyle, no? We're breaking out of our structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So,
I like the background song, no?
Yeah, of course. So let's put the first song, right?
Okay. Why not?
Which is Soweto Gospel Choir
singing "Amazing Grace." Okay. "Amazing Grace" is a gospel classic.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Obama sang it on TV at one point.
És un cor de Soweto, de Sud-àfrica, que cantarà música gospel, la cançó "Amazing Grace." Seria la fabulosa Grace, no? Doncs amb tots vosaltres, pareu bé les orelles.
Jesus,
was blind,
but now. is good to me. His word, my
Wow, this is gospel.
Yeah, gospel is so music about Jesus.
Yeah, the life of Jesus.
Yeah, the life of Jesus.
The death of Jesus and the resurrection.
And the belief or the faith that the people who believe in Jesus.
The faith. This is the important word.
Yeah. No,
la fe, the faith.
Yeah, the faith is really important, no? Mm. And one thing I would say, if anybody ever goes to the United States for a visit, to really try and go to a black church to hear the gospel singing, because it's
amazing, huh?
It is amazing.
Si alguna vegada teniu l'oportunitat d'anar als Estats Units a sentir gospel en una capilla d'aquestes black music.
Yeah, authentic, doncs, no? Real believers, no? Real believers. No, it's an amazing kind of music, and a lot of, especially the soul singers, began singing gospel in their church choirs when they were children.
Sí, comences des de petit a cantar música gospel als Estats Units, sobretot. Després es va repartir per tot el món.
Sí. Yeah. Now there's even a program.
Thus far and grace will lead me
What was that?
I don't know, Alesh. I was hoping you'd tell me.
Yeah, this is the seismograph.
Oh.
Seismograph, the spot of seismograph, which is now celebrating here in Olot.
In Olot,
Seismograph, el festival que detecta el moviment. Huh? It's a festival with dance music.
Contemporary.
Això.
Contemporary dance. Contemporary dance and movement. We've already seen a few things, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here in Batet, also we have a really special acts, no?
Yeah. A kind of a
performance.
A performance that actually we're not supposed to talk about.
No, we won't talk about it. It's secret.
It's top secret, but we were able to be part of it, and it was really fun.
And if you can go to Batet to see this performance.
Uh-huh. And then the one at night as well.
The one at night,
because
well.
There's still time.
Yeah,
no? Because
of course.
I think
this evening, at 11, I think.
11?
Yeah.
10:30, 11?
10:30,
11, weather permitting.
Yeah. Si el temps ho permet.
Yeah.
Doncs això, Festival Seismograph, a Olot, des de Ràdio 90 i des del Carol's Coffee Chat, doncs volem fer aquí un petit apunt.
Yeah. No? If you can go, there's also activities in the center of Olot for free.
Of activities.
So, because a seismograph is related to volcanoes.
Yeah. The name of seismograph. Yeah.
In fact, a seismograph is the apparatus, no? That measures seismic movement.
Seismic movement, yeah.
No?
Like an earthquake.
Uh-huh. Or a volcano.
Or a volcano, yeah.
Alesh.
What?
Can you name 5 volcanoes in the world? They don't have to be currently active. If they are active, it'll be even more exciting.
Well, I think I can name it because I really like volcano stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I really like mountaining.
Uh-huh.
So the first one would be Teide, because it's the biggest volcano in Spain, no?
Uh-huh,
in Canarias.
Uh-huh, okay.
Second one will be the one in Sicilia. I think it's called Etna.
Etna, uh-huh.
Etna.
Uh-huh.
And then we could go to Japan.
To the typical mountain from Tokyo.
Mount Fuji, which is always snow in the top of it. Then we could travel around Hawaii.
And
we could see Kilauea.
Yeah, which is, I would love to see. Because it's the one where it's actually, oh my God. Oh, come in, please.
Come in, please.
Okay. Hey, should we just take a little stop and get back to everybody? Don't worry, okay? We're going to be with you right away.
There's a surprise.
Okay, a surprise has arrived.
I'm going to lay down my burden. Down by the riverside, down by that river, down by that riverside, gonna lay down my burden, down by that riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. Study war no more. No more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. Study war no more.
Down by the riverside,
down by the riverside,
down by the riverside.
Don't lay down my food and chill.
Down by the riverside, study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more.
Study war no more.
Study war no more.
No more.
I ain't gonna
what a surprise!
Really?
Hey, guys.
Wow, you made it.
Yeah, I made it. You know, I just came back from work. It's so nice to be here with you, enjoying this weather.
This beautiful day.
Yeah.
But who the hell are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, I'm Bola. You know me from other times. You know, man.
Bola!
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Baigarca, from Barcelona.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. So we have today our surprise guest. We have a guest.
Yeah, a
special guest.
But today we have a surprise guest.
Yeah. I didn't even know that I was going to come.
So. It's a surprise for all of us.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what are you going to say?
Well, I just wanted to present my new band, you know.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to rap before in another band, but now we created a new one. It's kind of Rage Against the Machine style.
Yeah.
And I would like to share it with all of you, you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's anti-capitalism, anti-system, you know, fuck the police and all of that. Yeah, always.
Doncs en Bola ha vingut aquí a presentar-nos una de les seves noves cançons, que ha format una nova banda, abans solia cantar rap. Però ara tocarà una mica de nu metal, no?
Yeah.
Tipus Rage Against the Machine. Un grup que aquí al Kells, que ha fitxat, també ens agrada molt. Doncs amb tots vosaltres, La Revuelta es tu derecho, no?
Yeah.
Una mica de...
From No Surrender. It's the name.
No Surrender. Okay, good.
All right.
No Surrender. No, no et rendeixis. Yeah. Música anticapitalista.
Desahuciadas cada día, las personas explotadas y precarias que malviven. Somos todas aquellas que aún tenemos dignidad, que luchamos contra el germen de su deshonestidad. Sales a la calle, quieres no encontrar salida. Buscas el porqué, pero no sabes el cómo. Si no tenemos llave, es hora de romper el pomo. Pisaremos al Estado como hicieron con nosotros. Somos mercancía de un mercado desigual, donde compran y otros mueren. Miseria laboral, si detrás de la moda se esconde la precariedad. Boicot a Zara, Puma, Adidas, bomba la pan capital. Te obligan a arrastrarte por el suelo que no pisan. Ese mismo suelo que es el pueblo, ellos lo privatizan. Somos fichas de intercambio, no eres nadie en su tablero. No hay rebaños, hay manadas, la calle es nuestro terreno. Que tengan dulces sueños, presidentes y ministros. El fuego de la noche no les dejará dormir. No se olviden de arropar ni a los bancos ni a sus hijos. Cuéntenles el cuento de cómo volvió a resurgir. Tu control, mi anulación. Apaga la televisión. Medio de su propaganda, medio del miedo. La mentira echa sermón. El pobre paga con la vida lo que el rico con dinero. El rico paga con el odio, la rabia de un pueblo ahogado. Papel de culo es tu contrato, esclavizado por tu trabajo. Cristales rotos, hacen fuego en sus despachos. Su democracia, cuando la injusticia es ley, la revuelta es tu derecho. Adheridos a una idea, no habrá temporal que amaine.
It is rad, man.
It was really exciting music, huh?
Yeah, it's more, yeah, I thought that after my teenage ages, you know, I was going to calm down, but it hasn't been like that.
Yeah. La revuelta in English would be the riot.
Really?
I don't know.
Revolution? No, yeah. I think maybe revolution, riot, huh? Social movement, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to say something.
Okay.
Because thank you very much to Bola.
You're welcome.
My son and I, our little group, Carol and her son, are going to play in a part of Barcelona called Vallcarca, which I've never been to, in a bodega called La Riera at the La Hora del Vermouth. So tomorrow, Sunday at 1 p.m. In Barcelona. Thank you, Bolo.
Carol's goes to Barcelona.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every Saturday and Sunday, they play music there, live music, all kind of styles, you know, and yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, you know?
Yeah.
Vallcarca, it's a really cool neighborhood in Barcelona.
Of course.
It's next to Gràcia, but it's not belonging to Gràcia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. It's like independent.
Yeah, independent.
Well, we're looking for it like Catalonia and all that. So why not? Vallcarca independent.
Yeah. If the whole country can't be independent, we'll just go neighborhood by neighborhood. No?
Doncs la Carol demà farà un concert a Vallcarca, a la bodega La Riera, avinguda de Vallcarca número 81, si no recordo malament. Música folk, música country, americana.
Sí.
Yeah. I esteu tots convidats. És a Barcelona, per això?
Yeah.
Però, bueno, serà un dels primers viatges a Barcelona que faci la Carol.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I was in Barcelona.
Wow, you're getting international, eh?
Yeah. This is the first step, no?
Of course.
International.
It's never too late.
Yeah, exactly. No? It's true, huh? Bola, you speak really good English. How did you learn English, or where?
Oh, because I went to an English school.
Okay.
So I started studying English when I was 3 years old, and I also lived in England and Holland, and I've been traveling not all around the world because I still have a lot of places to visit, but part of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, continuing with our topic.
Our topic? Oh, yeah.
Gospel, soul, and funky music.
Okay, and what about the fifth volcano?
Oh, yeah.
When Bola arrived, we were in Hawaii at Kilauea, and I was about to say, it's that amazing volcano where you can walk around it and see the lava bubbling
which is
up.
Always on. The volcano is on fire always.
Always.
It never stops.
Which one?
In Kilauea,
in Hawaii.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was thinking here around, you know?
No, but at one point, years ago, I met a volcanist or volcanista or whatever they call him, you know?
And volcanolog.
Mm-hmm. And he told me that before, the volcanoes, some of the volcanoes in La Garrocha were those kinds of volcanoes, like Kilauea in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So people you could have actually walked around and seen the lava going bloop, bloop. Yeah.
So the fifth volcano, I think it's in Africa.
Yeah.
It's Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro.
No? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the tallest mountain in the whole continent.
Really?
Yeah. I think more than 5,000 meters.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's not active.
No.
Steide, and they are not active.
Yeah.
So the Supremes, no?
Yes.
It's time for the Supremes.
And what's the song?
You Can't Hurry Love.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you can hurry love.
Una mica de música soul de les Supremes.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call.
The Supremes with You Can't Hurry Love.
You Can't Hurry Love. Great song. Mm. Great song. Now let's talk about a great movie.
Yeah, a movie that Carol and I watched last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before El Fortis Day.
Yeah, and we really, really enjoyed that film.
Yeah. It's a film that was made over a 12-year period.
Yeah. And it's called Boyhood.
Boyhood. In Spanish, it's translated into Momentos de una Vida.
Sí, pero Boyhood, Momentos de una Vida.
Yeah.
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 The director is Richard Linklater.
Okay.
And the actors are Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette.
Uh-huh. And then it's just an amazing story, of a young boy growing up, his family, the parents are separated, but it's not like it's not a Hollywood drama.
No, not at all. It's real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can see the boy growing.
Yeah, no, it's just,
from 6 years to 18 years, the boy is growing. So you can see that he goes to high school, then goes to college.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Really, and the dialogue in English is fairly simple because it's sort of normal conversations that people would have, It's not, well, I wouldn't say it's not philosophic because there's moments of philosophy and people talking about life and experiences, but it's not complicated,
És una pel·lícula que per molts de vosaltres, oients, seria molt fàcil que la poguéssiu veure en versió original i que l'entenguéssiu.
Yeah.
És una pel·lícula que es diu Boyhood, que està gravada en 12 anys i segueix la vida d'un nen dels 6 anys fins que es fa gran als 18 anys.
Yeah.
I és la vida d'ell i els seus pares, la seva família, els seus amics.
Yeah, yeah.
Una pel·lícula molt especial.
Yeah. Our recommendation for the week or the month. Another song?
Yeah.
What's next?
I want to introduce Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
Because we could say that Amy is the modern soul.
Uh-huh.
The diva, no?
Uh-huh.
Of the modern soul, which she died, I think, 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. She committed suicide.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I thought it was an overdose. I didn't realize it was a suicide.
Well, they say so.
Oh.
Like all the great artists die in strange circumstances.
Yeah. Suspicious.
Yeah. We're going to hear Tears Dry on Their Own by Amy Winehouse.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many real things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you and perspective for shit true, I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes. The sky above.
Tears Dry on Their Own Way by Amy Winehouse.
Si t'agrada el rap, la cultura del hip-hop i tota la música digna de sonar en un Ghetto Blaster, aquí tens Ghetto Blaster de Pagès. Engeguem el Ghetto Blaster cada dissabte, de 4 a 5 a Ràdio 90, la ràdio lliure i cultural de la Garrotxa.
Doncs continuem el Patxoca Sound d'avui amb el Carol's Coffee Chat Freestyle Version. Recordeu, Carol's Coffee Chat és un programa de tertúlies en anglès que us ofereix Ràdio 90 i Patxoca Sound. So, Carol, what's next?
Well, as long as we're recommending things, I thought we could recommend some fun games
yeah.
that you can get on your phone.
Hmm. Good. Your smartphone.
That's right, on your smartphone.
Yeah.
I have to say, the first one that I ever played was Towers.
Towers, yeah.
Oh, that you kind of turned me on to, you know. Mm. And Towers is like one of those having fast reaction.
Yeah, you have to build a tower and it can't fall down.
Yeah, and it's fun. No, it's fun. It's kind of, you know, quick.
Reflex, no?
Yeah, it's reflex. Mm. You know, it's having fast reflexes.
Yeah.
You know?
Like piano tiles as well.
Yeah.
No,
this piano is... tiles. And I actually played the piano when I was younger.
Yeah.
And piano tiles, I couldn't do at all. I don't know if it just wasn't my moment, you know, but it was really, you know, kind of confusing for me. But people who play it really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know, squares, rectangles coming down the screen that you have to hit.
You have to play a song like Mozart or Beethoven or...
Yeah, or Happy Birthday.
Or Happy Birthday.
Or Jingle Bells, mm-hmm. I think I've even heard, you know.
Yeah.
And that's fun. But now...
I have to say...
I have to confess...
I am addicted.
Yes, I have to admit that I am addicted to... a game. That's why I never wanted any games.
No game.
Because I thought, you know, I have enough vices, you know, I don't need another.
No game, no pain.
No pain. Yeah, exactly. But if you like kind of something that makes you think.
Yeah, like trivial, no?
Yeah. Mm. Then this is a game for you. It's called 94%.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it in English and in Spanish as mm-hmm. well. And it'll give you, how can I explain it? Like, help me, Alej. Like a category, tropical fruits.
Yeah, for example.
Yeah, and
Pineapple. Mango. And it's only the 94% of the people that say that.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. And so 44% of the people, the first thing they say mm-hmm. is pineapple.
Yeah.
You know? 20% say mm-hmm. Banana. Mm-hmm. You know? And so on and so forth. And it's really fun. Mm-hmm. You know? But if you're like kind of weak and can become addicted, I wouldn't recommend it. Or I would if you want to, you know.
Doncs des del Carol's Coffee Chat us volem recomanar tres jocs.
Uh-huh.
El primer és Towers, un joc de construcció de torres que has de tenir reflexes molt ràpids. El segon seria Piano Tiles, que és tocar el piano amb la pantalla del mòbil així molt ràpid, també de reflexes. I el tercer seria un joc que la Carol s'ha enganxat, s'ha tornat addicta, que es diu 94%, i és un joc de paraules que busca les paraules que diu la majoria de gent.
Sí.
Quan, per exemple, frutes tropicales, pues, yeah. Mango, pinya, yeah. Plàtano, yeah. Aquestes coses.
It's kind of like categories, no? Mm. Com categories.
Sí,
no?
sí.
What's our next song?
And now we are entering into the funky world.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so in the funky world we are going to find...
Wild Cherry.
Ah,
this is a original song by Wild Cherry. Play that funky music, Wild Boy.
And this goes out to Ruel.
Yeah, of
my
course.
My son, yeah.
Li dediquem en Ruel. Mwah!
Hey, dude, now. Yeah, hey.
Funky music. One of my favorite styles. Funky music is really, really ballable. Com yeah. seria? Ballable in
Danceable.
English. Danceable.
Yeah.
And it makes you woo, party.
Yeah. Oh, for the a week ago for the Roda.
You went to a concert, no?
Yeah, of funky music. I think I danced nonstop for an hour and a half. The next day, I could hardly move.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's good exercise.
Yeah, I love it. I love dancing.
So what I'm going to do now is to interview you.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'll never interview you before.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
Okay.
Today is freestyle.
So. Okay, we can do what we want. Huh?
Where are you from, Carol?
I was born in the state of Oregon,
okay,
which is on the west coast of the United States.
Okay.
We have California, Oregon, and then the state of Washington.
And as far as I know, you travel a lot around the states, right?
Yeah.
Which states have you visited, or which are the most states that you like?
The places I spent the most time, you know? I spent a lot of time in the Pacific Northwest, you know, in Oregon, Washington, California, sometime New Mexico. I lived in New Mexico for about 6 years, kind of off and on. Spent some time in Colorado, in Montana, Missoula, Montana as well. So especially, look, what we could call the western part of the United States.
So you never been to the East Coast, right?
Well, actually, I spent the last 2 months that I was in the United States living in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, wow, in New York City.
In New York City.
Wow.
And then I got on a plane and flew to Spain.
Okay. And you never come back?
Well, I went back, like, you know.
For
a visit. It was like almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
It's like I fell into a black hole.
La Carol va néixer a Oregon, a un estat a la costa oest dels Estats Units, però va viure al voltant de molts estats, sobretot als estats de l'oest, i els dos últims mesos abans de venir a viure aquí a Catalunya, doncs va estar al Bronx, a Nova York.
So,
if you had to choose a part of the United States for living, what would it be?
To go back and live there.
Yeah, or for me, for example, or for...
I really, really like New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah, but not the deserty part, kind of more the mountain part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, New Mexico is really, really beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Also, upstate New York, you know, is also a very interesting part of
cosmopolitan
the country.
City.
Yeah, but not New York City.
Ah, okay, the state.
Upstate. Ah, yeah, okay. Upstate. Okay. No, going up in Woodstock, Poughkeepsie. And I've heard that North Carolina is very nice.
Okay.
Though I've never been there.
And Florida, maybe, or Texas.
Texas.
Alaska.
Alaska. People who visited Alaska really like it, you know? Yeah. And actually, people who've seen photographs of Oregon are like, it's beautiful, you know? And so if you've never been to Oregon, I would definitely recommend it because there's everything, you know? There's the sea, there's the mountains, there's the desert, you know?
Sí. Els Estats Units és tan i tan gran que té tots els paisatges que tu et puguis imaginar.
Yeah, yeah. All the kinds of landscapes and all the kinds of people as well, you know? Yeah. I think there's everything there.
And do you miss something there? Or, I don't know.
I think as time goes by, I miss less and less things, you know?
Yeah.
I think probably what I miss the most is just the nature, you know? The fact that you can go to places that are really, really wild.
Wild and lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here it's difficult to go on the nature and not find nobody.
yeah. Here it's like people, you know, the people have been here for thousands of years, you know, and there's, you know, I remember when I went to La Molina, you know, I was like, oh, this is kind of wild. But kind of wild, yeah.
Well, not the ski part, no. Well, now I'm going to introduce another funky music. A really special song, which is Ma Quale Idea. It's the Italian funky song.
All right.
By Pino D'Angio from the 80s.
All right. So funk went everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
Spread all over the world.
yeah, because I think it's maybe even more, it's easier than like, gospel, for example, is a really special kind of way of looking at life, you know? And then soul was like more, you know, love, and funky is just, everybody likes it, huh?
So let's listen to Ma Quale Idea.
Okay.
Beccata in discoteca con lo sguardo da serpente, io mi sono avvicinato, lei già non capiva niente. L'ho guardata, m'ha guardato e mi sono scatenato. Fred Astaire al mio confronto era statico e imbranato. Le ho sparato un bacio in bocca, uno di quelli che schiocca. Sulla pista diavolata, lì per lì l'ho strapazzata, l'ho lanciata, riafferrata, senza fiato l'ho lasciata, tra le braccia mi è cascata, era cotta innamorata, per i fianchi l'ho bloccata e ne ho fatto marmellata. Oh yeah, si dice così, no? E poi, che idea?
Quale idea? Vedi che lei non ci sta.
Che idea?
Quale idea? È maliziosa ma saprà tenere a bada un super bimbo buffo come te. E poi che avresti di speciale che in un altro no non c'è.
Che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta.
Che idea?
Quale idea? Attento lei lunga la sala, lei ti farà girare il mondo senza avere mai le cose che pretendi. E scusa, in fondo scusa, tu che dai?
fatto un'aranciata, lei si è fatta una risata. A mio whisky si è aggrappata e 5 litri si è scolata. Mi sembrava belle andata, ma baciato, l'ho baciata. A un tratto l'ho agganciata, dalle braccia mi è sgusciata. Ma guardato, l'ho guardata, l'ho bloccata, carezzata sul visino, su di fatta. Ma sembrava una patata, l'ho acchiappata, l'ho frullata e ne ho fatto una frittata. Oh yeah! Si dice così, no? E poi, che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea?
Quale idea? È maliziosa, ma saprà tenere a bada un super bullo, un po' come te. E poi che avresti di speciale che in un altro no non c'è?
Che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea?
Quale idea? Attento lei, lunga la salle, ti farà girare in fondo senza avere mai le cose che pretendi in fondo. Scusa, in cambio tu che dai?
So we are about to finish our freestyle version, Carol's okay. Coffee Chat. But you want to tell us something?
Yeah,
before
one more thing, huh?
Before finishing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where the why Bluetooth is called Bluetooth?
No.
It's very interesting, you know. A friend of mine asked me, you know, and I said, okay, I'll look it up and find out, no? And there was a king of Denmark named Harald Bluetooth.
Oh.
From 958 to 970 AD. And he united Denmark and Norway, and they were all converted into Christianity.
Mm.
And so he's a symbol of a uniter.
Okay.
And the logo are actually the rune, you know, the rune are like the letters. Those
yeah, the rune
okay. of his name, Bluetooth.
Wow.
So Bluetooth, the uniter.
And Bluetooth is a thing that unites mobiles and can transfer information from one mobile yeah. to another, no?
Yeah, and it was actually something that everybody internationally agreed on adapting.
Mm,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So,
doncs ja sabeu què vol dir Bluetooth. Bluetooth ve d'un rei danès, no? Que va unir Dinamarca i Noruega i els va convertir a la cristianitat. I el símbol del Bluetooth prové d'un caràcter de les runes del seu nom. No?
Uh-huh.
Com es deia? El rei?
Harald.
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 Harald. The King Harald.
King Harald Bluetooth.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah, thank you, Bola, for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Even though he came and left, and
yeah,
it was like,
left.
Yeah, here and there and gone. No? Now you see him, now you don't.
Peekaboo.
Yeah. So everybody, until next time, we hope you enjoyed the Carol's Coffee Chat freestyle.
I really enjoyed this.
This is fun, huh?
Yeah,
it's kind
really
of
fun.
It's kind of fun to break out of the
And we leave you with a song that Carol is going to play. Is going to play, I hope so.
I hope so too.
in her concert in La Riera by Carca tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay, see you. Bye bye. Ah, the song is called What If God Was One of Us by John Osborne.
Question. And yeah, if seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus and the saints and all the prophets. And yeah, yeah, God is.
Except for the Pope, maybe in.